Zeichnet sich was Murray hat sich so pünktlich, so sehr nicht was Daniel Shane was so schön fallig, der vor Schleim und Schlomo Zalman ben Ressia, der vor Schleim und Rachmendo ben Rina. Here we say, continuing now today, packet 15, starting packet 15, we're in the Vatlan Yisrael Chathil. So, we know we've discussed the concept of Bittel. Right, if there's a tarobus, things got mixed in. Like McDonald's, McDovitz, the two McDovitz hamburgers, the one McDonald's hamburgers. So if it happens that it got mixed up, so then there's a din of bittul. But for you to orchestrate l'chatchila to make it so that you can't do it. And is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, number one? And what if you did do it? So do we counsel you that it doesn't work? So these are... and what if you buy something that the bittul, in other words, somebody did a bittul already, right? You didn't tell them to do it, and you didn't... it was done, say, even by a guy, say. And then you go ahead and buy that thing. Is that called mevatlanis lechatchila? You say, I wasn't mevatel, and I didn't even, tell someone to do it. It was done. And then I go ahead and I buy. Like, for example, you know, from the old days where people would base themselves on by looking at ingredients and seeing if things were bottle or not. And so you were mevatel, but is the fact that now you bought it, is that called a mevatel nisil chatchila? Because you got yourself involved in the situation of bittul, which you didn't have to get involved in. So you brought yourself in the chatchila, even though you didn't actually do the mixture. So that's also going to be a question. Is that also called a mevatel nisil chatchila or not? So... we were discussing in the past the sugya of Zro B'Shelo and Tzadiches Amar Aleph about the Korban Nazir, that the Zroa was cooked together with the rest of the animal. Now the Zroa goes to the Kohen, and the rest of the animal goes to Yisrael. And if you hold that it was cooked together in the same pot, so why was it okay? So we said, well, it's a machlokas, what do you need? Shishim or Meya, and that was machlokas, whether you count the atzamos, you don't count the atzamos, right? But at the end of the day, weren't you being mevatel and nisul chatchila? Weren't you being mevatel and nisul chatchila? So that's the discussion. So Rashi, on page 2, the Gemara says, well, the Gemara says, yeah, let's see the
Rebbe, where do we get the halacha of in mevatlin nisul chatchila?
Well, yeah, and that's going to be the question: whether in mevatlin nisul chatchila, if it's a darabana, it's darabana. If it's the raisa, then we have to according to the pasuk. So the Gemara says that the Gemara says Rachabi dama parb dama search revive the adodi. My chazan the rabbinim may have to leave my chiddushu mi chiddush lo gamrina. That the parsha here of Zro B'Sheva. Right, so that seems to say that when Mevatel the Zroa in the Bishela in the rest of the animal, but the Gemara says you can't learn from there The Rav Yehuda sheet is mimaminu lobata, even be'elef. Right? So the verse says, the ligma minay. So why don't we learn from there that mimaminu is bata? The fact that you hear from the Zerah B'Sheila. So the Gemara says you can't learn that from Zerah B'Sheila because Zerah B'Sheila, that whole concept of Zerah B'Sheila, is a Chiddushu. And you don't learn that from Chiddushu. What's the Chiddush, says Rashi? The Chachila Heter Levatel Ha'Issa. That Heter Heter Levatel Ha'Issa. In other words, it's a Chiddush that Heter is. That we're mevatel. In other words, we're taking the zroa, we're cooking it together with the rest of the animal, and we're letting the Yisrael eat it, even though it was cooked with something that he can't eat. It was cooked with the zroa, it's only for the kohen. And we're doing that lechatchila. We're doing that lechatchila. Chiddush lechatchila hetel mevatel ha'iser. So it's a chiddush. So, but what do you see from here, from Rashi, that the iser of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila is a din d'oraisa. That's what we're going to see. The Ravid points that out is the sheet of Rashi, because if it only be a din d'rabbanan of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila, so it's no chiddush, because as far as the Torah, it doesn't exist. So the fact that you're taking the zroa and you're cooking it with the rest of the animal is not a chiddush, because there's no such thing as a mevatel nisla chetchila on a deraisa level. So the fact that we're being mevatel nisla chetchila, so it must be that the fact that the Gemara calls it a chiddush, and Rashi explains that the chiddush is that we're mevatel nisla chetchila means that normally a mevatel nisla chetchila mi deraisa, and comes the chiddush that you are. Mevatel iser lechatchila. Okay, chiddushu lechatchila. Heter mevatel iser. Okay, so that is Rashi Shita. And that, there is a sefer called, page 3, the Iser Masho. It's a good name to name your sefer.
That was also
my one second. The Iser Masho. The Ravid wrote a sefer called the Iser Masho. It's a good sefer. The Iser Masho. Iser Masho of the Ravid. So in this Iser Masho of the Ravid, he quotes this Rashi. Let's see, page 3. You see the second arrow? He says, "Ushani chiddushu mechiddush lo zomim klom chiddushu shmo matziru b'chol ator shemivatlin isel chatchila v'hacha mivatlin al meiser tor hu levatel isel chatchila." So he says, "It's an iser daraisa to mivatel isel chatchila." Miu hecha de avar ubatel mi daraisa batel afil b'mezid. But if you went ahead and violated the sister, so it's bottom, midraisa. Even if you did it bemazed. But midrabanan, they said if you do bemazed, it's not bottom. And Bishogeg is a machlokas, and between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and we passing like Rabbi Yossi, the Bishogeg is bottom. But that is, this is the speaking about Bechidish, this is the less accepted view. As we're going to say, the normal accepted view is Ein Mevatlin Iser Lechatchila is only a Din Derabban. But Rashi, Shita is, as the Ravid and the Iser Masho explains, it's a Din Daraisa. Now, let's see the other side. So, but Luchara, it's a very compelling riot. It's a very compelling raya that the Gemara says Chiddush. And what's the Chiddush here? It must be the Chiddush is that we're doing it L'chatchila. So that the Chor is a very compelling raya that Eim Avat L'Nisa L'chatchila is a din d'oraisa. Because if it would be a din d'rabbanan, it would be a Chiddush. But the Gemara says a Chiddush. What other Chiddush is there here? So it's a good, Rashi is up good. He says, well, so there's the Masha with Raivit. What's this Rashi? Now, if you're not going to say like Rashi, you have to give me another pshat now. And what does it mean, Chiddushu? So that we're going to look in the Torah HaBayis.
Rabbi, does the Raivit give a source of why?
In Yerideya, the Rashba usually wins. Okay? Even though you might like some of the other shitas, but the Rashba usually, you know, takes the day. You know, that's the soap of life. I tell you a story. I like to tell stories. They once asked Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is your Rebbe the Vilna Gaon? Is he on the same madrega as the Ramban? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, no, he's not like the Ramban. Ulai kaharashba. Okay? I like saying that over. It's in the Sefer Be'er Miriam, or Tzvi Weiss, that story. I like saying it over. It's not like the Ramban. Rav Avram Levin said, Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, his Rebbe is not like the Ramban. Ulai kaharashba. Okay? I like saying that over. Yeah, Rav Katan, what do you say?
Yeah, quick question. We say it's asur to mevatel d'oraisa. It looks to me like bishu, like basar v'chalav asur levashel. Because, so okay, I was mevatel d'oraisa, what's the problem? The problem is when I eat it, that's where the problem is. Not when, or is it like mama should asur to mevatel it, b'yadayim, even if I'm not going to eat it.
Oh, so Rav Katan says, well, the pashas is, as we'll see, it's in Shechter has from Rav Soloveitchik about this, and Rav Konigsberg is safer. But the pashas is, Eim Avat L'Nisa L'Chatchila is only if you act upon it. Whereas, say, I mix things in, and then I throw it in the garbage. You know, so in Ochanami, you created Bittul, but you didn't use the Bittul. You're not planning to use it. So then you didn't do anything. That's the pashtus. We'll see. I think in Rabbi Kohlberg's Sefer from the Rav, there's a word he says on this. He definitely likes to say it over. We'll get to it eventually. But, okay. So the Rashba discusses this whole sugya about Zerah B'Sheva. So look what he says here on page 4. In the middle, like now I'm on the third arrow, fourth arrow. The head of the Shemavatlan also the Chatchila biyadayim. Al meim mevatlan. Tirtu betoises to be the rice of mevatlan. That you all mevatel the soul of Chatchila.
Can I have my phone back? I have my phone. Okay. I
don't
want to talk about it anymore.
It's still me.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
Udarina and Aim of Atlin. It's only Midrabban. So what's Pshat Chirishu? Adam read on page 4. So that's the idea. In other words, the Ravid learns Rashi as Zrob B'Shelo, when you cooked the Korban Nazir, and you cooked the Zrob, which is the Chela Kakahuna, with the rest of the, and you do that Lechatchila, the Gemara says it's a Chiddushu. So the Ravid says, Pshad Rashi, it's a Chiddush that you Mevatel, because normally there's a Nisa Daraisa, if a Mevatel Nisa Lechatchila. So here, we lift that Issa, and we all Mevatel Nisa Lechatchila. But the Rashba says, no, the Pashup, the quotes from Toysus, that the Pashup Shad is the Eden of Atlan Isilachatchila is only the Draman. So then why is Rob Shayla Chiddush that Mavatal Isilachatchila? We're always allowed to Mavatal Isilachatchila be Draman. So what's the Chiddush? So he says, you know what the Chiddush is? The Chiddush is that we never find anywhere else in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to Mavatal Isilachatchila. In other words, whether you're allowed to do it or not, but that there's a mitzvah to do it. Here, the mitzvah is to mevatel iser mechatchila. So in a chanami, it's an only a din the rabbanon. So what's the chiddush over here if it's only a din the rabbanon? So you're always allowed to mevatel iser. But you never find anywhere else in the Torah, except from the Korban Nazir, that there's a mitzvah to mevatel in the iser mechatchila. So in Ochanami, Ein Mevatlan Yisrael HaChatchila is nor, it's only Draman. But here, Chidsha Torah, a mitzvah, that we never had such a mitzvah anywhere else in the Torah, that to Mevatl Yisrael HaChatchila, the Torah's mitzvah. The fact that you could do it, that of course you could do it. It's only a Din Draman that you can't do it. But we never find that, and that's the other way of learning the Gemara. So that's the Shaila. Is the Pshat in the Gemara of that it's a chiddush? Does that mean the fact that the Gemara says a chiddush either means a chiddush because normally a mevatel nisim lechatchila is in the daraisa, and here we matter that is in the daraisa. That's the way the Ravid says pshat and Rashi, and the other way, the way the Rashba says pshat and Tosfos, is that no, a mevatel nisim lechatchila is only a din derabbana. It's only a din derabbana. And the chiddush here is that there's a mitzvah to mevatel iser lechatchila, and that we never find any place else.
Where is that?
I don't know if it's. He didn't say. He's quoting it. Doesn't mean we have such a.
Rebbe, does the Rebbe attempt to find a pasuk to attach this din d'oraisa to?
Zerah Mishela is a pasuk. That's true, but he's saying that's so the chiddush. In other words, what he's saying is there any pasuk that it's an inference for the pasuk, right? That this is the chiddush. So it's mashma normally not.
No, because that pasuk also says it's a mitzvah, so it could be. It could also be that it's a din derabanan. If it's also
right, but he's learning that it's a chiddush on the heter. That's how Rashi's explained.
But that's a very weak pshat, meaning that's like the old joke. How do we know Yaakov Avinu wore black?
Yarmulke,
you know, so it says Vayelech Yaakov, he wouldn't go out without a hat. You know, so it's the same thing here that you're saying. Just because it says to cook the two together, and so you're not allowed to cook it, so it has to be, you know.
No, so you hear the Torah. Yeah, I mean, the Torah's Rashi saying the Torah's mechadish that it's mutter to do. That's how he's learned pshat in the chumash. So it's mashma normally it's also to do. Okay. Now there is another shita of the Noda Behuda. So Noda Behuda says a chiddush. This there's other places in the Noda Behuda has a chiddush whether something is a deraisa or not. But he says like this. He wants to be mechadish that if you mevatel a dover lach balach, that's it's only the rabbanon. Let's say you take non-kosher milk and you put it in a vat with kosher milk, and there's a real physical mixture, a real physical tarovis, that is only the sidrabbanon to do. But if you take yavish b'yavish, whereas the case I always give, you go to the store, you buy two McDovitz hamburgers and one McDonald's hamburger, you take off the wrappers so you can't see anything anymore. So you, and now there are three, there's no physical, as we discussed at the beginning of the year, there's no physical mixture here. The mixture's in your mind because you don't know which is which. So the Noda Behuda wants to be mechadesh that the mevatel a yovish biyovish is an issa deraisa, and the mevatel lach balach is only the rabbanon. Let's see, page 7. Shlishish ani omer davar chadash. Right, Rav Moshe likes to say that whenever Rav Moshe says a chiddush in his tshuvas, he's admitting no one else ever said this before. He says davar. He always will preface it by saying, I'm going to say a dover chadash. So the Noda Behuda uses that lashon also. The Rambam uses the lashon of Yirah Eli. Whenever the Rambam wants to say a chiddush that it doesn't appear beferish. See, usually, what is the Rambam? The Rambam learned through all of Shas. And then he decides how he touched up the Gemara and then who he's going to paskel like. But usually he's not saying original svaras. Once in a while he says original chidushim, and then he prefaces it by saying yirali. Whenever he says yirali, that means that he's saying a chiddush that doesn't appear. I remember when Rav Geli Zatzal first came to Washington Heights, so I used to eat by Rav Geli on Shavuos. So sometimes if the meal I was eating by him was like after a drasha he gave in the shul between Michamayev. So I remember once I'd go to the drasha and then walk back with him to his house. So one of the first drushas he ever gave, in the middle of the whole thing, he said like this, people say that the Rambam says a Yirah Eli, so it's weaker, because he doesn't really have a makor, right? But he says, fakir. Whenever you say Yirah Eli, that means it's coming from the totality of the of his mahus, of what he thinks based on his whole knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula, is coming out this Yirah Eli. So fakir, it's a stronger thing than well, that was one of the things he said in that drasha. So here the Rav Zecharia Geli used to be the Rav here in Broyers. So I had a minute to go eat by him for many, many years on Shavuos. So sometimes a 3-day yantif, I would eat Shabbos lunch on Shabbos before. And so Shlishis on the Omer, Dover Chodesh, Bedin Levatel, Isil Chathila, Reharashba, Aran, Shekhosu, Shema Toysu, Shemina Torah, Mutal Levatel. In other words, so when you cook two things together, that's lach balach. You're cooking two things together, the tam goes in, so it's a real mixture. Now that's lach balach, that's only a din, the rabban. Aval yavish mi yavish levatel ha'iser hu nushar be'en hu ba'olam uvi isur omed shim yavo ol yahu v'yomer shezo v'hi ha'chatich ha'sur ha'rehu omed b'isuro ha'kodu. You see, there was, say we have the two McDonald's, the two McDovids, the one McDonald, and they're separate pieces, destroyed pieces standing in front of me. And what, now the whole point, like Rav Shecht always says, what's the difference, the definition of Tarovus? Like Rav Shecht always says, it's Rov Heter, Miat Isser, and the Isser is Eino Nikar. But what if I would get Eliyahu HaNavi? I would get Eliyahu HaNavi, and he would come in and say, you know, that one, that's the McDonald's one. That's the McDonald's one. So what, you see, Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming, the Mishnah says, to Paskin Shilas, but he can tell us the Metzias. If he can tell us, he upheaved his Nevuah, his Ruach HaKodesh, can tell us the Metzias, so then the bittul is off. Because he is able to tell us the now it's Nikar Issa, even though it's not Nikar to me or to you, but to Eliyahu HaNavi it is. So therefore, since Yavish B'Yavish is a reversible bittul, so therefore, to do that, Yavish B'Yavish is an Issa D'Raisa. Because the Issa is still there. If you're not makir, a kolparim ha'isur be'ed v'yachalach zog yisurim. B'zel chulu v'admo l'dayti lo hitira ha'torah levatlo v'chadchila. Ve'ech efshar shadovot shafilo achar bitul im yukar yeh osur levatlo ato hari ato hu makiro aval tam ha'nivlo b'zek shenispashal enkam tam isu klal kem shenispashal enkam tam klal. In other words, but when it's a real Bittul, when it's a real taruvus that's bottled b'shishim, so then it's gone. The time is gone. Right. So he says he doesn't think the Torah's matzah is something midaraisa that could be reversed. That if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and say, this is the Dover Isser, and now I won't be able to eat it. So then he thinks that the Torah is not going to say that l'chadchili you could go ahead and do such a thing. Even though Lamaisa calls man that he didn't do it, that's not Nikr, it's still Mutter, but he thinks that it would be an issue to do that since it's reversible.
Just based on his
car. It was And he says, right? In other words, say you have you want to use by the Tzipori Mitzora, right? So one is shechted and one you throw into the yonder. So you're not allowed to use Tziporim of Irnidachas for Taras HaMetzora. Why? Because says the Gemara, Lo Omra Torah Shlach L'Takola. Because Irnidachas is also Bahana. So the Torah, what is the Torah going to say to you? Go and send it, but it could be that one day someone's going to get that pigeon and eat it. And he's gonna So the Torah is not going to make a mitzvah to mess some that potentially could mess somebody up. But let me ask you a question: Is it batal? Will it be batal?
Yeah.
So the answer is no, because it's a yavish b'yavish. So in other words, he's saying, why is it a takala? It's batal. So he says, you know what the takala is? The takala is that you're being mevatel it l'chatchila. And if you mevatel it l'chatchila, it's a yavish b'yavish, that is a din d'oraisa. In other words, Pashup Shadrach Marla Omer Shlach L'Takola means that the Torah is not going to say to do a mitzvah to send away one of the Tzipor Mitzorah, and one of them is Shol Yerni Dachas. Right? So the question is, you know, they're saying, what's the problem? It's not a takola that I'll eat it because it's batal. Because most birds are not Shol Yerni Dachas. So I one day found one bird. You have to be choishes that it's Yerni Dachas. Maybe even if it is, it's batal in all the other birds in the world. Right? So the other who says, so that can't be pshat in the Gemara Lo Amar Shlach L'Takala. So it must be, you know what the takala is? The sending it away. Because once you send it away, you're mevatel, you're putting it into the taruvus of the rest of the birds in the world. And that's a takala, because that would be a violation of Ein Mevatel Nisal Chachila, which is a din d'oraisa by Yovish B'Yovish. That's the chiddush of the Nodri. It's a chiddush.
Yeah.
It's a chiddush. Well, he admits. Ani Omer Dover Chadash. He admits that he's saying Dover Chadash. So like in any chiddush, you could, it's not 100% foolproof. It's a svara. That he doesn't think that since something is reversible, so even though Kolzman that it wasn't reversible, it's mutter, but he thinks that it would to do such a thing that's reversible would still be this teraisa. It's a chiddush, but that it reminds me, you know, there's a famous no debut in Hilchos Nida, where we pass in the Vestos or the Rabbanon. So, but the Noda Yehuda says that's only the Gabe, the Chi of Bedika, but the Gabe, the Tashmish, the fact that you're not allowed to be Mishamish on the Yom Vest, that's a din d'oraisa. Because you have to worry that if she's a shamish, then maybe the next second she'll be paris nida. The Gemara says in Gittin, Shema meis lo chashina, Shema yomos chashina. So I'll also give that. Okay, but it reminded me just another example of it with it, something that most people hold as the Rabbanan, even the Mishamish is only the Rabbanan. And the Dodi Yehuda wants to make a chiluk. That's not always that everyone else feels it's the Rabbanan. He says it's the Raisa. Same thing over here. Everyone else in the world holds that, except for the Rashi Sheba. But if you don't hold like Rashi and you hold the Mevatel Nisal Chatchila and then the Raisa, the Rabbanan, then it's the Rabbanan by Yavish B'Yavish, and it's the Rabbanan by Lach B'Lach as well. I remember many years ago I heard Rabbi Simcha Krauss, who was just Snifter, he said a shiur on this idea of Shema Meis Lo Chashina, Shema Meis Chashina. He was a big Talmud Chacham in Hillcrest, the Yom Yisrael of Hillcrest, for many, many years. He lived in Eretz Israel, so the Shiva is still Tach Shiva. I went yesterday after Shir to the Beis Avon. His brother was Rav Mordechai Krauss, who was the Rosh Shiva in Yeshiva Sar HaChaim together with Rav Daniel Lander. When he opened the yeshiva, he had a Chorosh Yeshiva along with him. He already passed away beforehand, Rabbi Mordechai Krauss. And now he passed away. Okay, we will say, so that is the machlokas with the Ein Mevatel Nisla Chatchilas, the Rabbanan and the Raisa, and this chiluk of the Noda Behuda, of the difference between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. This is the Gemara, if you want to see it, page 9. El Amar Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak Mutu Tzipori En Adachas. L'mayim Shiluach, there was... There's pashat that you can't use it for shiluach. Lo amar tar shlach l'takal, el l'shchita. Must be the chiddush is that even you can't use the tziporin in your chandachas, even for the bird that you're going to shecht, because the bird that you're going to send away, of course, it can't be from yedidachas, because lo amar tar shlach l'takal. The Torah is not going to say to send away a bird, it'll be a takalos. That was Noda Behuda's kasha. Why is it a takala? It's batal. So the Noda Behuda is saying, no, the takala is the fact that you're sending it away and causing the bittul, that you're mevatel the yadayim. Okay. The next part of the sugya is the discussion of the ramifications. If you went ahead and you mevatel, so do we make a knas that it's not bottle? Maybe you violated Pashup Shah, we assume it's only a din the Rabbanan, as we said. So, but how far did Chacham go? Did Chacham say, so if you mevatel it, it's not going to be bottle? So these are the Mishnayos and Trumas and other places. So that's going to be the next part of this sugya. So I don't think it's going to have enough time now to start it. So we'll stop now. And Bez Hashem on Monday, we'll do this part of the sugya.